We're on Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph, on the second Mishnah. Ein Poichasin Mi'asar Malchios. Good morning, Richard. You can have the minimum Malchios you can have is 10. Mi'asar Zichroinos with the Zichroinos with the Pesukim Musaf of Zichroinos is also 10. Mi'asar Shoifos, you also need to mention 10. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, he says, Im Omer Gimel Gimel. If he said three each, it's okay. We'll explain that coming up. So, Hani Asara Malchios connected me. These Asara Malchios is corresponding to who is it? Okay? So, Amar Rebbe, says Rebbe, it's connected Asara Halulim, Sha'ama David. It's corresponding to the 10 Halulim that David said, B'Sefer Tehillim. Come on, wait a second. Halulim. There's two Bahamas, there's loads of them. Yeah, no. Hanach Sivi Bahu Halu Halu Bateka Shufan. No, those Hallelujahs that are written in the last Tehillim, Kapitel 150. So that's one answer. Rav Yosef Amar, he's got a second answer. He says, Keneged Asaras Adibros, corresponding to the Asaras Adibros. Shinem Rulo the Moshe B'Sinai. Okay, because over there there was shofars over there, but when the Torah was given, Rabbi Yochanan Oimer connected the Torah's ma'amaros correspond to the 10 utterances shebehen nivra oilam, and that's just a remembrance for the day. So the Gemara asks, Hai Ninu, what are those utterances? That's v'yomer, debrachis. Teishav was what? There's actually only 9. So answer the Gemara. Bereshis nami ma'amahu. Bereshis was also ma'amahu. Tichsi will prove that. It says b'dvar Hashem shemayim na'asu, with the words of Hashem that shemayim was na'asu. So he's also a ma'amah. Now Rabbi Yochanan Menuri said, "Oyma im amar shalosh shalosh mikulon yotza." So the question is, ibaylahu. They asked, "Heichi katani? When? How did it teach? Is it shalosh? When he says shalosh shalosh, does it mean shalosh min haTorah? And three pesukim from the Torah, shalosh min haNeviim, want three from the Neviim, and shalosh min haKesuvim to have a Teisha, there's altogether 9 psukim in each of the brachas. V'ikah b'nayhu chadus, so therefore the difference between the chomim and the Rabbi Yochanan Menuri will be one pasuk. Or dilma, perhaps, yeah, echad min haTorah, it means v'echad min haNeviim, v'echad min haKesuvim. It means basically each bracha has 3 psukim in total, and that would be one of, you know, one of the Torah, one of the Neviim, one of the Kesuvim. So having lahu shalosh, there's only shalosh psukim in each bracha. V'ikah b'nayhu too, but that would be a big difference between the chomim and Rabbi Yochanan Menuri.
What are the chomim only differences? One.
I mean, if
say 10 of each, which is 30.
No, but yeah, but it means when he said 9, it meant 9 in each one. The first one was where you say in each bracha, you say 3 pesukim of the Torah, 3 pesukim of the Ksuvim, and 3 of Novi.
So that's 9 altogether.
There's 9. No, but that means in each in Malchios itself. So altogether, there's 27.
So the difference is 3.
Yeah, in total. Yeah, in totally. Right. If you look at one bracha, it's 1. If
right.
So yeah, and on the other opinion, it's saying like there'll be a huge difference, right? Right. So, Toshma, the Tanya, Ein Poichsim Me'asar Malchios. You need 10 Malchios, Me'asar Zichroinos, and Me'asar Shofros. Okay, so that sounds like the Chomim, but it says a little bit different over here. It says, Ve'im Omer Shev Mechulon, B'dievet, if he said 7, Mechulon, it would be Yotzer, that would mean 7 type, right, 21 altogether. Yeah, Kenegin Shivarakim, corresponding to the Shivarakim. And here's Rabbi Yochanan Menuri kicks in. He says, "Oim a poiches lo yifchois misheva." So the minimum he can do is 7, meaning that that's the lachachila. Yeah, and Rashi points out. So if you want to say that means 7 of each, from 7 from the Torah, 7 from the Neviim, 7 from the Ksuvim, basically it's the end of a lot, and then basically Rabbi Yochanan say more, and that doesn't make sense. So we see from here that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is talking about. What's that?
7 between
them. Right. So v'im amar shalosh michulon yotza. And if he said 3, it's going to be enough. Right. Keneged Torah nevim ksuvim, and also v'imri la keneged kodim levim yisraelim. Corresponding to those things, that would be fine. So now that was the end of the brayso. So amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The halacha is like Rabbi ben Yochanan ben Nuri, I suppose, in b'di'eved. Okay. So mas nisin. Ein maskirin zichron malchios shofros shel porinios. You don't mention psukim that are in a negative connotations, like by din, and retribution. So now, maskil b'torah, when you start in the Pesukim in the Musaf, you start with the Torah, and then you mash the Navi, and Rashi fills in, and he says, and that you also put Ksuvim in the middle. Now, Rabbi Yossi Omer, im hishlim b'torah yotza, if they finish with the Torah, it's yotza. So, just to make note, over it sounds like Rabbi Yossi said, it sounds b'diavad over here. And if he did end with the Torah, it's okay. We're going to discuss that. Yeah. So, now, Malchus, which is a negative Malchus of Purim, what are those? Kigon, Chai, Ani, no, Hashem, Hashem's making a Shavua, Elokim, Imlo, Biyad Chazaka, with a strong hand of Zorah, and Suya, an outstretched arm, Abachayim, Shifucha, and poured out wrath. Emloch Aleichem, I will rule upon you. And it's talking about the Jews over here, yeah? So it's talking about Hashem ruling over the Jews, but it doesn't sound so, whatever, nice. V'afal Gavd, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Ki kol hai rischa, bring it on, this anger. Lirtoch chutzabrichu alon. He should be angry upon us, but in the end, it's going to be good. It's going to take us out. It's the simon to the gula. So, but still, nevertheless, kiven de berischa amor, since it was said in an angry vein. So it's kuri rischa bereishat alo matcharinam. We don't do that." Okay, now Zikron, what's a Zikron of Purinus? So Kugoin Vyisko ki bossa hema. Hashem remembered that we were mere flesh. Vagoima. Okay, Shofar, what's Shofar Purinus? Kugon tuck ticker b'shofar b'givah. Basically go to war over there and give her with the Jews, and that's bad. Vagoima. About Imba Loima Malchios Zichroin v'shoifa shall punish shall over the Chovim. But if he's talking about the divine retribution to the nations, that's okay. Oimer Malchu Oimer. So what's the example of that? So Malchus could go in Hashem Moloch Yirgazu Amim. Hashem ruled, and the we fear the nations. We could go in Hashem Melech Oilam Voed Avdu Goyim Yatzoi. Right, talking about negative things for the nations. And that so Zichron is could go in Zichor Hashem Lidnei Adam. We should remember them. So not for the good. And shofar could go in Hashem Elokim b'shofar Yiska. Hashem will blow with the shofar. But Holoch Masaros Teimani will go in a stormy to the south or to Bnei Yavon. But Chziv Hashem Tzvikos Yogar Eleim. But with regards to the Jews, they're going to be protected. Now, a similar related brisa, Ein Mazkirin Zichron Shel Yochid. When you mention Zichronos, it can't be of an individual. Yeah, it has to be for the people. But feel a little sorry, but even if it's going to be for the good, keep going. Zachreini, remember me, like, single. Yeah, Hashem, Barotz, and Amecho. And going, Zachreli, you should remember me, Elokai, Latova. So you don't say things yet. Now, Pikdonos. Pikdonos is a similar word to Zichronos. So, Harei, Hein, because Zichronos, that would also be, you could, it's a synonym, and you can just like, replace it for Zichronos, that would be fine. Kugon Hashem Pokad Asara, Hashem remembered Sora. And Kugon Pokad Pokati Yashem, I remembered you, Klal Yisrael, to redeem you. Divri Rebbe Yossi, that's Rebbe Yossi, which we're going to see he's more open than Rebbe Yehuda in general. We're seeing Rebbe Yehuda Omer Einam Kizichronos. It's not, no, it has to be exactly the same. It has to say the word Zecha, right? Pikadon is not good enough. Well, Rebbe Yossi now asked the Gemara, Nihi, Nami granted that the Pikdonus Hare Hein Kazichronos. Look, I hear that the Pikdonus is the same as Zichronos, but this posse that you mentioned, which was good, Hashem Pokad Asara, Hashem remembered Sara, that's Pikdon Yochidu, that's the remembers an individual. So that's not good. You said that goes against the rules. So answer the Gemara, Kim de Osir Rabbi Minah, sin is no. The, you know, Claudius will came from her, Kurabim Damya, that would be fine. So now, another point of dispute. So now, this with regards to this capital, yeah, Su Sha'arim Rosh Eichem, you should lift up the gates, your heads, yeah, Vihinisu Pesche Olam, you should open up, Vyoboy Melech Hakavod. So there's one Melech over here. Mi ze Melech, so that's Melech twice, Hakavod, Hashem Izuz Vigibor, Hashem Gibor Milchoma. So that's the first two Pesukim, which is the first like clause. So it mentions the word Melech twice there in the first clause. Okay, Su'u Sha'arim Rosh Eichem, V'hishu Pischei Oilam, V'yovoy Melech, it's one Melech, Hakavod, me who the Melech, another Melech over there, number two. Hakavod Hashem Tzvikois, who Melech, there's a third Malchus over there, Hakavod Sela. So that's the second two Psukim have Hashem mentioned in it three times. So Rishoina, the first clause, which is the first two Psukim, Shtaim, counts for two. Okay, and Shnia, and the second clause, which is the last two Psukim, is Sholosh. That's the Rabbi Yossi. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he doesn't count all this. He says, Rishoyna Echas. The first clause is only one, because he doesn't want to count Mi Zeh Melech HaKavod. It's like a question. Who is the Melech? It's like a question and then an answer. So the first one doesn't count. And so too, in the second clause, the when it says the Mi Zeh Melech, Shnia Shtaim, so that's all going to count as two. Now, Zomru Elukim Zameru. Okay, Zamru Lemalkeinu Zameru. Okay, so we see over here there's a Malkeinu, okay? And Ki Melech Kol Ha'aretz Elokim. Hashem is the Melech, so that's another Melchus over here, of all the land is God. So, says Rabbi Yossi, Shtaim, Divri Rabbi Yossi, that counts as two, because it says Malkeinu or Melech. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achas, he says only Achas, because he doesn't want to count Malkeinu, because Malkeinu is our king. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is king of the world, right? We're not focusing on our relationship with him. Now, Meshavim, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda would agree in this pasuk. But Melech, which says Melech of one Malchus, Elukim al Goyim, Elukim, okay, the king of all people, right? Yoshev al Kisei Kosho, that he sits on his holy throne. So even though sitting on his holy throne seems to indicate that he is a Melech, it's not, we don't count that. Yeah, Shehi Achas. So, right, that we would agree that you don't count that, you only count the first where it actually says Melech. Now, what about Zichron Sheyesh Bo Tshuva? What happens if you've got a... It mentions Zichron, and it also mentions, instead of saying Shofros, it says Shtrua, but not Shofar. So Tshuva is that there's a sound that comes from a Shofar, but it's not actually a Shofar, right? So Kegoin, for example, this passage, which we actually learn the different brachas from, says Shabboson, Zichron. So Zichron, it says Zichron over there, and it says Tshuva. It says Tshuva. Mikra Kodesh, okay? So Oimra, so says Rabbi Yossi, you can say Oimra im Zichroinos, you can say it with Zichroinos, because it says, right, Zichron. But Oimra im Shofos, you can say it with Shofos as well, since it says Trua. So that's the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he disagrees. Eini Oimra ele im Zichroinos. You can say it with Zichroinos, because Bilvad, because he mentioned Zichron, but the Trua is not enough. He needs the word, actual word Shofar. Malchus sheish imat shua. What about Malchus that has shua? It's basically the same thing. Basically, okay. Could go Hashem Elokov imoy, or truas melech boy. So over here it says the word shua, and it says the word melech. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Omer im Malchus, you can say it with Malchus because it says melech, and it says Omer im zich shofros, you can say it with shofros as well. Divi Rabbi Yossi. Okay, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer say the same thing. Eino Omer ela im Malchus. You can do it with Malchus because it says Loshon Malchus. Yeah, Bilvad. But you can't say it with the Shofros because it only says Tshua. Now, Tshua she'eini mar klum. If it only says Tshua in the Pasuk, so you could go on Yom Tshua Yilachem. It's a day of blowing, should be for you. So Omer im Shofros, you can say it with the Shofros. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Omer el kol ikka. And he says, Rabbi Yossi says, you can't say it. Call Ika. Good morning, Moshe Chaim. Moshe Chaim, we're on Amud Beis, where we started the wide lines, to the end of the second wide line. So, Maschil b'Toira, you're supposed to begin with the Torah, or Mashlim b'Novi, and you finish off with Novi. Okay. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Hishlim B'Torah Yotza. If you finish with the Torah, it's Yotza. So it says the Gemara, Im Hishlim. If you finish with the Torah, according to Rabbi Yossi, Diavad In, sounds like it's B'Diavad. Yeah, L'chachil Alo. The time you got a Brisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hamashlim B'Torah, the person who finishes with Torah, right, Harezim Meshubach, that's the best. So Kasha, so Im Hamashlim. So let's just change our Mishnah. And said it means Mashlim, you should finish with Torah. So wait a second. Vaha Im Hishlim. It doesn't say that. It says if he finished, but he evad. Katani Diavad in Lachilolo. So how can he say such a thing? So Hakikama, we're gonna do some fancy footwork over here, but we're gonna keep the Lashon of Bidi Evad in to okay, but we're gonna do this. So Maschil, Tanakama says Maschil b'Torah. You begin with Torah or Mashna b'Navi, and you finish off with a Navi. Now Rabbi Yosi Yomi said it said like this. Ideally, you should be mashlim b'Torah. So we've added that in, yeah. And this, im hishlim b'Navi yotza. If he's mashlim b'Navi, then it's yotza. So basically, he kind of switches it around. He said the im hishlim is going on the Navi. Tani nami hachi. Amr, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, Vesikin. So the Vesikin, these are people who love mitzvahs. So if you see them doing something, you can see that's the way to do it. Hayim mashlimim oisot b'Torah. They would finish it with the Torah. So now, Bishlama Zichroinos, Shofros. Now, according to Rabbi, we're in Rabbi Yosi now, that you need 10, right? So Zichroinos and Shofros, Ika Tuva, there's a big pool of psukim to choose from. For Ela Malchios, but Malchios, Tlosu Dabin. There's actually only three, it's only mentioned Malchus in the sense that we need it in the Torah three times. Yeah, that is Hashem Elokov Imoy, a Truus Melech Boy. Okay, so that's one. Yeah, Vahi Bishur Melech is number two. And Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Voed is three. But Anon, beating an Esser, you need Esser, meaning, so basically you need four, because you're supposed to be mashing, we just said you've got to be mashing with Torah, ideally, so you need four. Veleka, so Amar Rav Huna, it says Rav Huna, Tashma, it says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that is Malchus. So we've got another one. Basically that expresses Malchus, that is only Hashem, yeah? That's Divri B'Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Malchus. It's not Malchus, he didn't say the word Melech. There's nothing besides Hashem. He's the Melech, right? That's the message. Is Malchus to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Hudome, ain't a Malchus. But Ato Reisad El Das, you saw today, Ki Hashem Elokim, Hashem is God, ain't Od Milvada. There's nothing besides Hashem, so he obviously is the King. That's Malchus to Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Hudome, ain't a Malchus. Okay, we'll stop.